Today, B'ezras Hashem, we learn Daf Mem of Masechtas Yuma. The topics we learn about include: the Gemara continues its discussion of the previous Daf, whether Hagrola Miyakva or Hagrola Loi Miyakva, whether the drawing of the lots is Miyakva. As part of this discussion, the Gemara will deal with the order of the main part of Avodas Yom Kippurim, and it would be helpful if we briefly review it. The Kohen Gadol performs the first vidui on the Par Kohen Gadol. He performs the Gerul on the two Seirim. He performs a second vidui on the Par Kohen Gadol. He shechs the Par. He does the Ketores in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He sprinkles the blood of the Par in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He shechs the Sar LaShem. He sprinkles the blood of the Sar in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He sprinkles the blood of the Par on the Pareches in the Heichel. He sprinkles the blood of the Sar on the Pareches in the Heichel. He mixes the blood of the Par and the Sar and sprinkles the mixed blood on the Mizbech HaZav. He does vidui on the Sar Mishtalech and sends it away with the Ish Iti. Some of the key terms and concepts we will be discussing include Kaparas Damim, atonement affected by the sprinkling of the blood of the Karbanis on the Mizbeach, Kaparas Dvar, atonement affected by vidui, confession on the Karban, Atitnu Mokim Litzdukim Lirdais. This statement, which was said in the response to a question of whether we are allowed to switch the position of the chosen goat to be on the right of the Kohen Gadol, means that we should take great care to avoid a situation where tzedukim, those who mock the Torah, could potentially say that the Chacham manipulate the rulings of the Torah at their will.